Niagara City Planning Board meeting, November 9th, 2022.
No, I get that. I go past that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but he's been up.
Today's the 7th, 8th?
9th.
What?
9th.
He's fine.
He's working.
Do you have a report that?
I do.
And it looked down too.
You guys have copies?
Always.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he's aggressive.
The November 9th, 2022 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting was, is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will our board administrator please call the roll?
Jay Cook?
Here.
Roman Zabihutch?
Here.
Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Peter Tocco?
Here.
Tim Coop?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Landgraf, Commissioner Kriebel, Tom Halpin, Mike Wiesen, Wendy Bartlett, and Don Siglin.
Okay, the other things we have this evening to go on are adoption of minutes and resolutions prior to the application of this evening. The first up is the adoption of minutes from the October 24th, 2022 meeting. Are there any amendments or corrections to said minutes? Hearing or seeing no requests, may have a motion and a second for adoption of the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. We have three resolutions this evening. They are P38-2022, Histos and Virginia Clavos, 103 North Newport, P39-2022, Ventnor Plaza, LLC, 5000 Wellington Avenue, and P40-2022, New Heights VC, LLC, 111 North Dorset. At this time, are there any amendments or changes to said resolutions? Hearing none, I may have a motion and a second for adoption as requested.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The resolutions are hereby adopted. Our solicitor will discuss the cases that are not being heard this evening that were on the agenda. We have one case this evening, I believe. It was 110 South Surrey Avenue. Leo?
Sure.
Go address the other cases, please.
If anyone's here for, there's a couple of applications on the agenda that are not going to be heard tonight. If anyone's here for Stanley Swan, 6701 Monmouth Avenue, they're postponing that to the new year, after the new year, January 11th, 2022. You will get a new notice in the mail. That's more of an informal. Just received word today that they're not going to move forward and they're coming back in January. You will get a new notice and there will be new publication. So I didn't want anyone to sit here all night to find that out. And then MM Holding New Jersey LLC, 7318 to 7320 Ventnor Avenue. That is going to be heard at our next meeting, November 28th, 2022, 6:30 p.m. in this room. I'm going to say the applicant's not required to republish and renotice just to preserve that right, but I believe anyone who's here for that will get a new notice in the mail and they will republish in the newspaper. And then finally, Dr. Ronald Plaka, 108 South Victoria Avenue, that application's been withdrawn. And they may proceed at a later date with a new application and all that other stuff. So that leaves us with just Mr. Balance's application of Lewis Silverman.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Members of the board, my name is Chris Balance.
Excuse me.
I have recused myself.
Okay, let the record reflect that Lorraine Salata is recusing herself and physically removing herself from the board. Thank you, Lorraine.
I represent Lewis and Gail Silverman, who are right here by my left shoulder. They are the owners of 110 South Surrey Avenue, identified on your tax map as Block 13, Lot 12.01. It's in the R1 zone, it's in the beach block, one off the beach, on the down beach side of the street. And I will amend the application. I provided to Roger a note this morning from our architect, Mark Zawacki, who is not here tonight, amending the application to remove the coverage variance that you see in the application. The issue came down to poured concrete under the pavers versus crushed stone. The plan says poured concrete, there was never an intention to do poured concrete, it always should have been stone. We have amended the application and provided Roger with a note from Mr. Zawacki saying that. In fact, the benefit of that is coverage goes from 63%, 64%, all the way down to 50%. We're allowed to have 60% coverage. 60% lot coverage is permitted, we have, it'll be 50% lot coverage. And the amended plan will reflect that.
All right.
The other variance is relatively straightforward. The board's aware that a third floor deck is not permitted to protrude beyond the face of the building.
But Chris, before you start going ahead, I would like Roger to do the preamble first.
Sure.
Of the whole thing, and then any witnesses you have be sworn in. Do you have anybody to be sworn in?
Just Mr. Silverman.
Then we'll have Mr. Silverman sworn in.
Unless you have a Zoom set up so I can bring in Mr. Zawacki, but I don't think you have it.
Let's have Mr. Silverman sworn in now, please.
Thanks.
All right. Mr. Silverman, just state your name and address and I'll get you sworn in.
Lewis Silverman.
Come over near the microphone.
Yeah, whichever, that's fine.
I'm sorry, my permanent address is 8532 Egret Meadow Lane, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33412. And our address here is 110 South Surrey in Ventnor.
Please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll have to swear in Roger, Mr. Swearin' in right now, too.
And Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
Okay. And could you go in and read your report into the record, please?
This will be brief. Report is November 4th, based on the application of Lewis Silverman, Block 13, Lot 12.01, located at 110 South Surrey Avenue, located in the R1 Single Family Zoning District, preliminary firm zone AE elevation 10. This is a substantial benefit variance, there is no hardship. Materials reviewed on the bottom of page one. And to be added to that is the letter from the architect stating that the impervious material that was going to be below the travertine decking is going to be removed. So making that travertine decking permeable, which meets the intent of the ordinance for lot coverage. So lot coverage will be compliant with the ordinance requirements of 60%. It'll be less than that, but there is no variance anymore. The project description, besides the travertine decking and the removal of the lot coverage variance, this house is under construction, so basically it's a buy rate construction. The third floor that was located in the building envelope, they seek permission from the board to push it out a little bit. And actually, I think the testimony you'll see is the front yard setback to the building is greater than what is required. So making that third floor deck further back, so they just want to push that forward to kind of be in line so they can have a sufficient view. And they're going to provide some testimony stating that that added benefit is not a detriment to any of the neighbors. I would probably look at that favorably if that question was posed to me. But so they do need that variance for the third floor deck where it must be located within the building envelope, no matter where the building is, and it extends beyond the building envelope, creating the variance. So it's not really a third floor setback. It doesn't meet the intent of the definition of third floor decks. And other than that, everything is by right and full zoning compliance is for the approved plans by our zoning officer will be adhered to. And that's all I have.
Okay. You agree with...
Thank you, Mr. Cook.
You agree with the report?
I'm okay with Roger's report, yes, fine, no issues.
Please proceed.
The ordinance has a provision that doesn't allow a third floor deck to protrude beyond the face of the building. It almost has to be a recessed kind of inset balcony kind of thing. You can't move it beyond the leading edge of the building. In this application, what is interesting is on south block, first block, these blocks, sorry, like all these blocks, the required front yard setback is 15 feet. So when this house was originally set, it was set 20 feet back. It was set 20 feet back because the house to the right and the house to the right is also 20 feet back. So in deference to the neighbors, the Silvermans decided to put their house 20 feet back so they all line up nicely. Then the third floor deck comes and the third floor deck extends beyond the face of the building. And Jimmy says that that third floor deck has to go. So the architect comes up and says, no, we'll just bump the building out because we have 5 feet to play with. We'll just bring the building forward, then the third floor deck is fine, right where it is. Then we thought that that wasn't the right thing to do. It wasn't right for the neighbors, and Lewis and Gail had talked to all the neighbors on the street. So here we are. We have pulled the building back, kept it at 20 feet back. So all three buildings line up at 20 feet back, but the deck stays 5 feet forward of that. So it extends 5 feet beyond the face of the building where it should. However, the deck easily meets all the setbacks. It's way within the 15-foot front yard setback. It meets side yard setbacks. It just gives the Silvermans a nice opportunity to have that ocean view, having exchanged that for pushing the house back to 20. If they had put the house up to 15, would be no issue. They would have recessed the deck, but it would kill these guys. Because houses are close together. Would it kill this house, kill this house. So in exchange for pushing the house back to 20, you know how expensive beach block land is these days, man, that 5 feet means a lot. It means a real lot. But they're going to keep it at 20. They're asking for relief only for that 5-foot section and deck at the front to protrude. And I mean, I can make up all kinds of justification. In fact, I'll have Lewis answer a couple questions. Stay there. Except we need the microphone. Lewis, you heard what I said with respect to your decision and Gail's decision to keep the house back 4 feet.
Yeah.
And that was really a decision that was in deference to the neighbors to the right because both of those houses are back at 20 feet.
Yeah, we didn't want to do anything to disturb the neighbors, so we thought that was the right way to go.
And for that, we're asking for relief, obviously, for the 5-foot deck extension forward.
That's correct.
But that deck is set well within the second floor deck roof.
Yes.
And within the first floor front porch deck roof.
That's correct.
Obviously, the idea was to maintain that light, air, and open space at the front of the house by keeping it back 20 feet and not coming up and blocking those guys out to the right.
Yes.
Obviously, your house is built to code with respect to the vendor's flood hazard ordinance and the first floor elevation.
Yes.
And it replaces the house that was there that did not comply, is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Well done.
Chris, can I make a correction here?
Fire away.
On your print, it looks like it would be the vendor at the Atlantic Avenue side of the street. The front of the building does come out 15 feet.
Another building. So Wacky made a change to these plans.
Yeah, it's a second floor deck protruding out. Looking at page A1. There's a section of that, whether it's on the second floor or the first floor, where that protrudes out. It's marked. Building setback. It's 15 feet. And then the other side, it's got a 5-foot deck and a 10-foot setback, which doesn't, and the lines are all the same, so I'm curious as what he really drew here. One part is 10. And on the right side, it's 10. Yeah, that's to the deck itself. And
21 to the building.
Jack, I'm sorry, the section of the house that protrudes...
Pardon me?
The section of the house you're saying that extends out to 15?
If you look on page one, if you look at that on the right side, it says it has a, looks like it's 21 feet, and then it goes 10 to the curb from the deck. And then to the left side, it says 15 feet, and then it has building setback.
Just identifying the building setback.
Pardon me?
Just identifying the building setback.
Now, if you look at the second floor plan, it bumps that house out.
You have a plot plan? Or is this the plot plan? This is the plot plan. Peter? Do you see what I'm seeing?
I'm looking at...
In here?
I looked up the bottom.
It kind of shows me 10 feet. If I look at this side, this is 21, this is 10, here it's 15.
Yeah, but what it represents is the key, is what we have to find out.
I have to clarify the plan. The intent was for everything to be back 20 feet, but deck area.
Right.
But that's not what this plan shows.
No.
That's not what the plan shows. The plan would be consistent with what I said. This could, it could be that the plan, when he bumped the building out 15 and then brought it back, there's been about four plans. Could have been an earlier plan.
We can only deal with the plans we got.
I understand that.
And, let's just see.
Sheet A5, with the bottom elevation to the left.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I can make a representation that, and I don't see on the plan clearly, so I take the word for it. The plan will be submitted and will show the building back 20 feet.
Well, okay. Let's hear what Roger had to say first. On the A5.
Sheet A5, look at the, because that's the left elevation. So the left side's facing the street, you can see the building bumped out.
We have the second floor plan?
On the second floor.
A5. Last page, back page.
Left side elevation.
That's the building bumped out.
It's the right side elevation, pardon me. And if you look to the far left of the right side elevation, you see the bump out in the building. And you see that the...
Why don't we look at the far left?
Pardon me? It says...
Right side elevation.
Right.
Look all the way to the left, that's the facade facing the street.
It says 15 feet of porch, and then 10 feet to porch. And that's the, 10 feet is the,
Third floor.
Right.
Right.
So he's got it there.
So that's the porch?
Yeah.
Right. But that was supposed to be, that's 15, so that would be less 10 is 5, extra 5 out, 5 bump out.
Comes off the base of the building, 5 feet.
Right.
The building's 20 feet back.
No, it's only saying 15.
Looks like the building is 21 feet back, and it comes forward 6 feet on the second floor for that master, for that powder, shower.
So that's really the control for the front of the building. That's not deck, that's...
Yeah, you have a scale on you?
That's the back of the house.
You have a ruler? Do you have a ruler?
See, you're right, the powder room on the second floor.
About six, so you're really...
Which needs to be pushed back.
You're really...
Yes, the second floor, the powder room...
Base of the main part of the building is 20 feet.
On the second floor, the powder room that came down.
Second floor bathroom, come forward 6 feet. So that...
That's the...
But you don't need a variance for a front yard setback for the building.
Correct.
The concept was to keep the building back 20 feet.
Right.
You're really not back 20 feet.
Well, we handle it as a print and show 20 feet. Or do we need that? I can't read this. These are hard plans to read. Well, we could go ahead. And we can do the verbal. Building's 20 feet back. And the deck is 5 feet back. And the deck is 15 feet. And only the deck is only allowed to be 15 feet. Correct. Alright. There can't be a third floor. There's no third floor deck on the back of the house.
Okay, we know what happened on the far left of that second floor elevation.
There shouldn't
that's the
be
back
a,
of the house.
That's, there shouldn't be a third floor.
I mean, you don't put your bathrooms in the front of the house.
Wait a minute, you're not applying. Wait a minute. Are you applying for a third floor deck on the back of the house?
Sorry?
You're not applying for a third floor deck on the back of the house.
The regulation doesn't pertain to the back of the house.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm asking for the front of the house, which is lined up like I said. No bathroom in the front.
Right. We're committing a third.
So I'm saying, bathroom's in the front of the house.
Be anywhere as long as it's within the building.
You know, I will make
not
the plan
the building
clear to show back in front. But as I thought I said, that was the back of the house.
If it's in the back of the house, it has to be within the building envelope.
Third floor deck in the back of the house?
In the back of the house, it has to be in the third floor envelope.
Well, it is.
It has to be in the building envelope behind the fridge. Behind the principal wall.
Well,
yeah. It has to be behind the principal wall.
Mr. Chair, back of the house, the third floor deck sits on top of that bathroom, so it is within the building envelope.
On the principal wall on the third floor, it's ahead of the principal wall on the third floor.
No, it is within the building.
No, but it's within the building envelope. It's above the second floor.
Third floor deck's only in the middle of the building.
It can't be within a footprint above it.
The third floor deck in the back is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no issue with the front. There's no building within that one deck area.
Okay. So,
on sheet A5, when you look at the right side, or you look at the left side, it's first floor and the second floor are sticking out. It's not.
That's the back of the house.
That's the back of the house?
Yes, sorry, that's the back of the house. Bathroom in the back of the second floor.
That's the back. I'm talking about this. On the other side, this side and this side.
These plans are this is the front room, right?
That's the front. This is the front.
I mean, it's not.
That's the front.
Right. I see exactly what you're talking about. The back.
The front is out. So it's...
The front and deck are out.
All right. Do me a favor, please. Stop. Everybody stop, please. Pick up the print, move to A5, and physically show to the board where the back of the house is on A5 and where the front is. Point to it, please.
The issue you're talking about is this piece of building right here, from the second floor. That comes out
Is that the front of the house or the back of the house?
The back of the house.
The back of the house, okay, fine. And the other end is the...
The larger first and second floor deck in the front, smaller third floor deck above.
Thank you.
Nothing for two.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
So my question is, directions can be confusing. If I'm on Surrey, I'm looking at the building.
Yep.
The right side is this side, right?
You're looking at the building, the right side is Atlantic Avenue side.
Right, so I'm looking at the building, this is the right side.
Yeah,
so the right side drawing, right, would be the bottom one, and Surrey would be on the left side, not the back.
No. If you're looking at the front faces the street.
Right.
And
you take it, you switch it this way, because this is, I'm on Surrey, I'm looking at the front of the building,
he has, and then
this is the right side. So when you take the right side and you flip it this way, this is the front of the building, that's the rear.
So if you're on Surrey,
that's the front of the building. That's the front of the building.
You're looking back to the building, right?
Right.
That's the right side.
Where's the front?
So that's the front of the building, on the left.
You're looking back at the building. This is the right side.
Where is the front? Where is the rear?
Well, this is the front. Here's the front. Here's the back.
That's the case. That's what we were saying.
That's what I'm saying.
The rear is all straight up.
It's just reversed.
This way, right?
So, Mr. Chairman, if I could just frame what we've discussed.
So that's the front. So the front of the building sticks out.
So the testimony is that the front of the building will be 20 feet back. 21 feet.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
First,
that's the building
back there.
All right. And that is it.
See, these drawings are very confusing.
Okay. All right. Are you complete in your testimony?
My testimony is
clear. Board members, do you have any questions of the applicant or our professionals? If not, is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Yes, sir. Please come forward, be sworn.
Your name and address, please, and I'll swear you in.
Gene Miller, 5200 Boardwalk 5A.
5200 Boardwalk. Miller, was it?
It's Miller.
Mr. Miller, do you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller, you're about to say you're representing somebody?
My son, who is at 108 South Surrey.
Has the gentleman no ownership interest in that property?
I can't understand you.
I'm sorry, this gentleman has no ownership interest in that property next door. He's not counsel. He can't represent his son. Son has to be here.
I'll let our attorney
quit saying it tonight and lives out of town.
Just like entering a letter. I can't cross-examine his son.
You can cross-examine him. I mean, he's a member of the public. Standing's broad.
As a member of the public, he can certainly say something.
Sure.
Okay. Let's work with that.
And, sir, for the record, you are an attorney?
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
All right.
Could you just move closer to the microphone, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I know you all looked at the elevations and the floor plans. There seems to be a lot of confusion. I did hear that the front setback of the building is at 21 foot 6 inches. Well, that is not correct. A portion of this building is only 15 feet back. The side of the building towards Atlantic Avenue. It's not one homogeneous front elevation. It's offset. So I don't know what we're all looking at, but I understand that the homeowners wanted to get back so it didn't intrude.
How do you know that the building is 15 feet back? It
shows right on the drawings. It's right here. The elevation is 1.083.
Is that correct?
Floor plan A3, second floor. Let's look at the living room. I can't tell whether this is a pass-through fireplace. But it's obvious here, over on the right side of this floor plan, we're at the 21-foot range. But over on the left side, which is the Atlantic Avenue side, I believe we're only, it looks to be maybe 10 or 11 feet, 10 feet. So I know you're taking your consideration based on a 20-foot setback. We don't have that on one side of the building. And it does drastically impose on views from 108 South Circle. That's one thing we're looking at. The other thing that I was just curious, I'm not all familiar with the code here, but just it appears that it's a porch that is on the third floor that sticks out also well into line of sight. And I do appreciate the fact the building was brought back to the 20 feet. There's a couple other things. I've been a construction manager for 40 years, and I always like to have a good set of drawings where there's detail. There's a few little things in the drawing that could use some clarification so we don't run into problems later. I'll just give a quickie on it. There's a note on the drawing. It says step backs.
What page is the note on?
I believe it's on A1. It would be on the left side of the drawings. This is within the 5'4" side setback. And there's just a note step backs. They're not detailed what they are.
Which column is it in? Which is it? Is it labeled? It's a paragraph?
It is on the party, right on the party line, left side of your drawing on A1. It's about midway down. It says step pads. And I know original set of drawings, there were some big, gigantic concrete pads. They were taken out, at least the detailing. Now it just says step pads. There's no reference what they are, what they're sitting on. Are they pervious, impervious? What do we really have here? The same thing I'm looking at. The travertine is now a crushed stone base, sand base. Is this a edge-to-edge with a acrylic sand fill, or do we have a space between these? If it is just travertine on stone and sand, which typically can be done, if there's no spacing between them, when they put that grouting in there, they're no longer pervious. There's no details here. It just says travertine tile on concrete. I did hear there's an amendment to indicate it's on crushed stone and sand. But there's no particular details, it's the spacing of those components that would make it impervious or pervious. That detail needs to be qualified. Another thing here, there's always been a question on this property with rainwater management. Where's it going? All I see on the other side, the ocean side of this property, it says swale, sir. A long slope to street typical in the grass.
Is there a grading plan with gradings?
And basically, these are level properties. There's very, very little fall from rear to front. So I just would like some engineering how they're going to do that. I know the builder mentioned some type of underground piping, which is great. Still question how you're going to...
Well, if I may interrupt you for a minute, one of my comments and requirements and recommendations is grade the property so the positive drainage is towards Surrey Avenue. Grading errors indicate that, but not confirmed based on elevations. So as a requirement tonight, they have to provide positive drainage.
Okay. Right. There's some engineering to accomplish what we want to do. Again, there's a lot of details. To come to quest later, now's the time to detail this and not have aggravation halfway through the...
Also, in the city's ordinance, it does require gapping for the travertine or boards.
Okay.
Yes.
Because okay. I've seen some instances where it's butt, it's sand filled, essentially it's a concrete.
Right.
Thank you. I'm just curious about the pool. We have a tremendous pool in the backyard. Again, luckily, somehow we've gotten from 64% to 50% pervious. But if you take a look at the layout of this rear yard, there's very little solid surface around the perimeter of this pool. Is that what's going to maintain? They're going to put all their furniture in the grass? Or later on are we going to be looking at another variance to come in and put more impervious surface?
Well, we don't know that tonight.
We don't know that, but all we can go is what's on the drawing. And we all know that this has been done in the past. People built their homes 6 months later come in and put impervious.
Are you accusing my clients of doing something improper?
No, I said I've seen other instances, not that they're going to, I want, what I want on record is that we're building what we're building.
That's all.
We're building.
And you understand these are not construction drawings?
Sure they are.
Anyway, we will follow the city regulations with respect to the travertine as well as the positive grading.
Okay. Again, we're looking not at that in the future. Everybody knows what we're doing.
You won't be aggravated off the 6,200 block.
Well, I am at the property next door. Okay, I'm there too. I mean, I'm there part of the time. I'm there all the time. I maintain it for my son. So I'm just looking to make sure that there's no, we're where we should be. All right, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Nothing further.
Sir, you want to speak? Please come forward. Be sworn.
Name and address, please.
I'm Mark Silver, 112 South Surrey Avenue. I am the neighbor on the beach side.
Okay, Mr. Silver, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I have spoken to the applicants on the phone probably four times. They came over and we met. And I am here tonight to fully endorse their property, or their application. But I want to make some comments, and I hope that you will approve it, not partially, but 100%, and I'll explain why. I've built over 2 million square feet. I have been a general contractor, a developer. I have probably participated in 40, 50 zoning hearings. As the applicant many times, expert witness, I've been through it all, and it's just making comments. So when you hear my testimony, there's a little bit more than I think or I know. I've been through this. I can read plans. And as an example, I'm sitting in the back listing left side, right side. I've had thousands of plans. You don't refer left side, right side. You refer east, west, north, and south. That stops all the confusion. So I'm just saying I have some knowledge. The worst thing in the world you can do to an applicant, and this has happened to me numerous times, is you just don't understand and you don't give them what they want. And the architect who has taken their time and their effort doesn't get the building that he designed, and they're forced to cut back and it doesn't look like what he envisioned, the architect or the applicant wanted. So the major issue here is the third floor. Do I like it? Nah, but it's not my home. Is there any reason you shouldn't give him exactly what he's asking for on the third floor? Nah, he deserves it. And you know what? It's good for the neighborhood. But what I do want to say, and I hope you'll follow my recommendations as the next door neighbor, here is my major problem. The architect absolutely tried to follow the Ventnor code. And you changed the code October 21st, 2021. I didn't know you were doing it. But there are going to be many, many more people standing in front of you for the same reasons that the applicant is here. And I hope that you make certain changes in it because it's killing the neighbors. I am specifically speaking about the St. Leonard's track on the beach block. Your new code enabled 10 feet higher. That's fine. But by doing that, you threw every other neighbor under the bus. And let me explain how you did that. Unintentionally, but you did. Specifically on Surrey Avenue, the applicant's property was built originally in 1922. It was 23 feet, 3 or 4 inches from the property line with an 8-foot deck. Okay, that was the as-built. My property and all the new properties on Surrey Avenue on our side respected that and we all did the same thing. We're all 23 feet, 4 or 5 inches, and we all have, we're at 15 feet from the property line. That was until the applicant decided he was going to push it to the limits, which he was entitled to do. So what he did was, he brought his deck out 5 feet, which put it to 10 feet from the property line through an exception, which is what, 102.18.3. Okay, I didn't even know that existed until Jimmy Agostino pointed it out to me. It's hidden. Right. But it permits that extra 5 feet, which is devastating.
Equally of the decks.
The reason why these beach properties are so expensive is the view of the ocean. Move that property to the other side of Atlantic Avenue, and it's worth a third of what it is on the beach block. But what happens is, everybody on the western side, the Atlantic Avenue side, loses their views. Okay, and what, it's the extra 5 feet that is killing the neighbors. But he's permitted under the code, and I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that. Here is the problem that I have, which is permitted under the code by your new 2021 code. You used to mandate single-loaded driveways for your parking. And if you rode every street, beach block of St. Leonard's, you'll see all but one property has the driveway on the beach side. The reason that is done, and it wasn't done by accident, was it enables about a 17 or 18 foot divide between the two houses. Under your new code now, you've permitted houses to expand 7-8 feet, putting the applicant's and my property 10 feet between each other. I now live where my office is in a dungeon because light can't get through there. It's so close. That's a problem which I'm going to have to live with. I know that, but he's entitled to it. You have to find a way to make that separation between the homes a little wider. You took it away. The second thing that happens, which kills the neighbors, is our decks are 3, 4, 5 feet above grade. Theirs is not 10 feet above grade. So the decks don't line up anymore, and we're looking at the underside of his deck, and for me, it literally blocks my view of Atlantic Avenue. The neighbors are being blocked of the beach. Somebody's got to work on that, because the new homes are just going to totally block anybody's existing home. Okay, so I hope I've made that relatively clear. Something that I hope you look at, because there is a major problem with the neighbors and the decks. And to answer your question on the footage and everything else, here is the actual, what's actually on the plans that you were debating on. The applicant's property is 21 feet, roughly 6 inches from the property line on Surrey Avenue. The other neighbor's homes are 23 feet, 5 or 6 inches. So this property sticks out 14, 16 inches towards Surrey Avenue by 1 foot and 3 inches, 1 foot and 4 inches. And that's also an as-built, which I did. I know how to use a rule. But that's no big deal, 1 foot or 2 feet. Here's the problem. Their deck goes to 10 feet, which is 5 feet in front of our deck and all the neighbors' deck. And that's from an exception that you permitted 20 years ago. And the exception was to allow for stairs to come down. You can have your deck, but then you get 5 feet to get the stairs down. It was never supposed to be to expand your deck to 10 feet or an extra 5 feet. So this is something I hope you'll take up, because this is a major sore spot. And unfortunately, Surrey Avenue is the leader in this. They got it first. And this is going to continue because it's a, properties that are $1.5 million, $2 million want to view the beach. So I hope I've made my point. I hope you give them 100% what they're asking for. And if you have any questions, great. If not, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Silver.
Mr. Mark, you understand that the third floor deck is not 10 feet.
I know exactly what it is.
You understand the third floor deck is not 10 feet, like you said, but probably 15 feet.
Thank you so much. I couldn't bend. I understand that the third floor deck isn't, but understand that... The first and second floors, you have a ground floor, first floor and second floor. Those are the decks I'm speaking about. And I hope I made it clear. The third floor deck, I totally endorse. I have no problem with the way it's drawn.
Is there anyone else who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing none, the public portion is now closed. Mr. Bailson, do you have anything further you wish to add?
To make it, bring it back to the simple case that it was an hour ago, simply asking for the extension of the third floor deck past the building face because the building is set back 5 feet more, or 6 feet more than is required to be. We're asking for a small, not even the length of the house. Third floor deck to protrude 5 feet from the face of the building.
One question that hasn't been asked is, what is the width of the third floor deck? The width of the third floor deck. And where does the print show it? And the frontage.
Takes up about approximately two-thirds of the front of the house.
Give me feet. What's the width of the house? What's the total width? What's the width of the deck?
Looks like the depth is 6 feet, Chris.
Depth is 6 feet
on the front.
But the width now. We need. And then how?
20 feet.
How much?
20 feet.
And how wide is the house?
That's 26 feet, 8 inches is the width of that deck.
4 inches.
And the third, so the second floor deck is 26 foot 8?
Second floor deck runs across the front of the house, that's right.
How wide is that? 26, 8?
The width of the house, 26 to check in, 26 to change.
Okay, and the second floor, and the third floor deck is 20?
6 feet short of that.
20 feet. Aren't we under a guideline on width? No guideline on width? Okay. Board members, I just checked that there is no guideline on width on the deck, though we have in the past on third floor decks looked at the width in relationship to the house.
On the beachfront
on the beachfront houses and so on that we have done in the past. Yes?
Would it be inappropriate to request that we get better plans to make the decision? Because I find this very confusing.
It would be
inappropriate for me to pass yes or no on this application. Well, I'm not clear as to what really is going on the site.
If you feel that way, then state it.
I do.
And if anyone else feels that way, they're free to state it also in here. But legibility of the plans and understanding the deal is very important.
So I think the building and the improvements are great, but from the process of legal approving something that I'm not sure of what's really going on, I find that very inappropriate. So I would want to postpone this application until another meeting until we get appropriate site plans.
And what would you like clarified?
Pardon?
And what is it that needs to be clarified?
just so I know if that happened, the other board members agree, let's tell the architect. Mr. Chair, I stand corrected. The width of the deck is about 12 feet. It's not 20. If you look on the site plan, you can see the railing of it. So it's about 12 feet. It is not 20. It's only one quarter of the house.
I mean, these plans leave a little bit desired, I got to tell you that.
Maybe that's why it's lacking, decided not to show up.
I'm having a lot of trouble discerning them.
You're right. Look, I don't want you guys to be confused. I don't want to come back next month and do this when it's such a simple application. But, Mr. Chair, that's up to you.
Bobby?
You said the third floor plan shows something different.
Roger.
Because it's confusion. I would like you to clarity.
I say we review it. All right, members of the board, do you want to go with these plans or have plans that are legible and the person who drew them here?
Come on.
Yes.
How many, I'm going to ask for, raise your hands if for a straw poll. How many want the plans clarified and the person who drew them here? Raise your, how many? Three, four? Four, that's a quorum. That's a quorum.
Can we come back, Carmella? Can we come back in November?
28th.
Yeah. Do that. I would appreciate.
He's not going to show up.
He's got people working on
that's the third floor.
Yeah.
If it's okay, Zawacki will be here. The Silvermans have other plans. Are they okay if they're not here?
It's okay if the Silvermans are not here. If you're here, the Silvermans are here. We know that the Silvermans' intent is with the Silvermans. You were here. Your thing, you're interested, your intent is 100%. We understand that. Now the problem is we're having trouble understanding these.
I understand that, Jay. Once the Silvermans are okay, I'll come back with the 28th.
Okay.
Water's edge.
That's the back of the house, believe it or not. Bottom of that plan is back of the house.
It's really tough.
May I interrupt here? We're going to come back on the 28th. You'll be scheduled. You'll work that out with Carmella. With everything else, is noticing going to be required?
No.
No noticing
so
will be required.
So this will be carried to November 28th, 6:30 p.m. This room. The applicant will not be required to republish, re-notice, and I guess you'll submit some revised plans.
Plans on file. The revised plan, so I can get it done. That doesn't need to be on file 10 days in advance. It means it's the same exact plan.
If you're just clarifying it,
you'll come in with some exhibits.
Well, yeah, bring an exhibit.
New exhibits.
Yeah, new exhibits.
New exhibits. Right. Yes.
I'm trying to copy everybody in advance, so everybody.
Right. Exactly.
Can you realistically get? Will the architect be able to come?
Oh yeah.
All right.
He'll be here.
Yeah, if I have a problem with that, I'll let you know. But I won't anticipate any problems.
Okay.
I think we're chasing our tail, and we've gone this far already.
I think to give
everybody.
I'm going to mark it east to west, but I'm not arguing.
Doesn't matter. We're going to give this everybody gets a fair shot here.
I understand.
And that's what's going to happen. So with that, this case is now adjourned to the 28th of November, and that will be it.
Everyone, hold on to your stuff.
Everybody, hold on to your application, the application, and thank you for thank you, and we're all set. And everyone who showed up this evening, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you. Do you want to discuss anything about the other verbiages? No, we'll leave that go. No, we're not talking about that. I remember our conversation. Okay. All right. Have a good night, everyone. All right.
Are we going to be on the record or off?
What, does anybody have any new business?
No, I just wanted to make a comment about...
Well, we have to adjourn, but let's go on the record. We're going to... What?
What I'm saying to Hillary.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we have to do everything on the record. I got a couple quick things, too, I wanted to...
We got to stay on. All right. Lorraine? Speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, could you go outside, please? Thank you.
Reading blueprints is not my strong suit, number one, but these were, like, horrible.
Every single one of them are. Every single one.
This is not the first time, that's the last. Every time he has submitted to us, this is what we get. They're not even legible.
He hides things in the plans.
Well, why do we accept him?
He's his licensed architect.
Because he's a...
Well, let him go back, and we deal with architects all the time.
Well, if we can't read them, we have, like Roman Dish, this says, I can't read them, I have the right, you have the right to refuse a plan.
After an hour of conversation, that's crazy.
Well...
You just said, when we get them, say, unacceptable.
Well, we thought this was a simple case, and it turned out that it wasn't.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
It wasn't what we thought it was, and we wasted time.
It really is, though.
What? Yeah, but I've never seen a Zawacki plan before, and...
It's difficult to read that plan.
And I got to tell you...
I've spent much time with it before, but
right.
Spending this half hour with
right.
it, I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought we could do it, but then after this last guy came up, it was very apparent we shouldn't be doing it.
You're better to have a professional here.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's it. But you try and err and help people out, get a case through and get it done, and it just wasn't going to happen.
This isn't the first time he's presented.
No. But if as a board member, if you can't understand something, it's not legible, speak up. You have the right to refuse a plan and say I can't understand it, and that is your right. And if that's the way it is, or if they're explaining something and you can't understand what they're explaining, tell them.
It seems to be the guys that are stuck with the hand-drawn plans.
Yeah.
Are the really difficult
ones. And the other issue is...
Yeah, but he's so many lines.
He hasn't been up in New Jersey in 3 years. He lives in Florida now.
Yeah.
He's never been to that site. Never.
If you... pardon me one second. If, you know, if you're hand-drawing a plan, it means you draw less instead of putting CAD in there and drawing more.
Well,
it's a lot more work.
Oh, no question.
I mean, he's got so many lines in there. He's got too many lines. You can't read it. That's the way he draws. What can I say?
Seems a little more to the imagination.
Yes. That's his right, and that's the case.
Is this something he'd submit for construction?
Yes. He'll submit these documents for construction.
And for all intents and purposes, it's out of it.
Yeah, and they'll suffice for construction, too. So they're legitimate documents. It's just that sometimes you have trouble reading legitimate documents. And really trouble. And that's the case. So it's called style. It's what the guy's style is, and that's it. So... as board members, we protect that. We do what we need to do to make our own decisions. And I have to, you know, I tell everybody, you got to do what you got to do. And that's it. And, you know, it's, and you get, and if you don't, if you're a wimp and just knuckle under all the time, people will push all junk all under you every which way. Boards, we have to be demanding. I mean, if we can understand it or we can't. And that's it.
Typically, overall, his designs are very, they're good, they're unique.
Right.
But getting there, God bless the builder.
Right.
If you're reading that. And Jimmy and I have shared the same issues. It's hard to make sense, and I review plans for a living.
But I mean, according to what everyone's conversation was, there was some real discrepancies on it.
Well, I think, usually when you hand draw a plan, you're not restarting from scratch, you're erasing, you're doing all that,
right.
And some of that stuff gets left over. You have ghost lines, Like, there's a lot of ghost lines in these plans.
Yeah, there's, I think there's a lot of lines, there's things that aren't explained, and there's other items that well...
Like, there's one that says 15-foot setback, and there's like part of a line. Like,
yeah.
Where's it go?
Yeah. He's got it all there. It's just, it's a matter of figuring it out.
Yeah.
And so, he had the information there. We could find it, but it was, understanding it was a problem. And that's when you bring out your colored pencils and lipstick. And then you draw on the plan and say, this is it. And different color lipsticks for different things. So you go L'Oreal.
I did do some color pencils.
Yeah. So with that, that is the case. So again, thank you very much, members. And thank you for persevering a little bit with this one. Because we haven't had one like this in a while. And I hadn't seen this architect's plans before. And so I wanted to see how good or how bad it was. How good or bad it was. And now we know. And so we know when we get his plan what has to be done now. So, Roger, if we ever get another one, you know where the problems are.
Just look at my eyes if they're bloodshot.
Yeah, if you're bloodshot, then that'll be the case. So, and right away, when you get a package, if anybody's got a problem with the package or get a plan, call it in. Call me. You can call me or call Carmella. But, you know, we communicate and say, I'm having trouble with this, you know, or I can't read it, or, you know, whatever. I mean...
Well, it's good you spoke up before voting, just right. No. I can't read these no. That wouldn't be good. But, so it's good we spoke up and said, look.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, when I first looked at it, I thought it was very confusing, but I was assuming that there would be enough testimony.
Right. I
would clarify it.
Yeah, I was assuming that the guy would be here, we could question him. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's a really simple.
It is.
Right.
Variance request.
It's very simple.
It's a dirt floor deck outside of the building envelope. We've looked at how many. Right.
Yeah.
But where it got complicated was where Chris was saying that the building's going to stay at 21 feet. Well, that's not what the plan says. It says 15 feet on the one side.
Right.
And well, you know, if you're going to base your testimony on,
really
you gave that.
The decks are, but there's so much structure to the decks.
Right.
Right.
That's what's.
But see, he also didn't draw a plot plan. With the outbounds of the lot and showing of the building, that's what's missing in here. There's.
He put everything on the site.
But isn't there supposed, on our plans, isn't there supposed to be a separate plot plan?
Well, it's on it.
Where?
Sheet A1.
First page, really.
A1 is a plot plan?
Yes.
But that's everything.
You should have kept all the roof slopes and all that stuff.
That's
the
only landscape. Oh, no.
Chris, where's the problem?
Yeah. See, I wouldn't call A1 a plot plan.
Well,
I can take it.
It's a plot plan, it's a roof plan, it's a deck plan.
Yeah.
It's everything.
It's everything.
This is too much.
What there should be, just a plain plot we should have in our request, just a plain plot plan showing the building, the flat plane drawing of it with the lot lines and where everything is. And that's all. Driveways, sheds, whatever exists. And then... Right, and there's no. If it was a plot plan, then where's the pool on here?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said.
This is not a plot.
Right.
So, as far as I'm concerned, this is not a plot plan, and we require a plot plan. A plot plan would have the outbounds, would have the building. Have everything on the lot, a flat plane drawing, and that's all we're supposed to get, and have everything. This is not it. So based on that, he hasn't conformed. And
that's on the construction right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at some point, though, I think it's incumbent upon us to demand what we need. And that's it. Either give it to us the way we want it, or they don't hear it. And that's not a plot plan.
Yeah.
I give him a hard time on some things, but I'll break the commission.
Well, let the commissioner call me. And, you know, and
A square footprint of the building.
But, no. But for this...
Square...
No. He should give us a plot plan for this space. And that just, it just, as one of saying, hey, you put us through this, now toe the line. And that's it.
And what does Chris want to say to this guy?
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but what if he comes back with the same thing?
Well, then we'll come back with the same thing.
No, it's fine.
And that's it.
I think they plan on coming back with the same thing, maybe highlighting the colors.
As long as they can, but they should be told we need a plot plan. And, because we require a plot plan, don't we? And this is not a plot plan.
No, it isn't.
And so they're going to have to do one. And if they don't want to do it, and if they don't come back with the right stuff, we can't understand it. Then we do. No. We won't hear it. We don't even want to render an opinion if we can't understand it. Yeah. So.
He shows the pool equipment. Where's the pool?
Right. So. Anyway.
All right. We're still on the record here. We got to keep moving. And I got a couple of things.
All right. Leo's got a few things. So everyone heads up.
All right. Real quick.
Guys.
Gentlemen.
Roman. Roman, please. Leo's got the floor.
Gene Syracuse emailed me a couple times. He's our risk management guy, insurance guy. He said there's a certification that different planning boards can get certified. It helps with the insurance, better coverage. He said it's an hour slideshow. I'm paraphrasing, maybe it's longer. He sent me the material, and you know, there's an attendance sheet, and yeah, I kind of went back and I said, we got to find it. We've been busy lately. This is a couple weeks ago. And I said, I'm going to try and find a night where we have good attendance and a light caseload. And I can try and, because inevitably we're not going to get everyone here on one night. And I'm going to have to do it several times. And he said, that's fine. And then I'm looking at it. I said, we went through something like this similarly a couple years back. And I dug up that information and I sent it to him. He goes, oh yeah, this is the same thing. Do you have the form where everyone signed off, which I think I got everyone at the time. So he said if he can find that, which I'll coordinate with Carmella, is that ringing a bell at all?
Yes.
I'll show you there was a form everyone had to certify, and I had to do it three or four times to get everybody. And he said, if your board members did it, and I said, we do have at least one, Don Siglin's our newest, and other than that, he goes, if that's the case, get the one or two new people, get the one or two new people, find the certification, and send that over, and we should be good. So it's more of a comment for Carmella. I'll reach out to you, I'll show you.
I do remember.
Yeah.
It was like a little booklet, right?
Exactly, it was a little booklet, and we all went through it, and then we all had to sign off and I had to sign off, and I believe at the time I got everyone for whatever reason. Now he showed me the list of towns that aren't certified, and I did the same thing in three or four other towns, and those towns still are on the uncertified list. So someone must have messed up with the lists back when we sent them in. Not from our perspective, from the JIF or whoever actually provides that certification. So that's just that. And then the other thing real quick, just keep in mind, try to get into a habit of not doing like a reply all on the emails. So technically all business is supposed to be in a public meeting. In theory, if you reply all to everyone, we're conducting a meeting via email. Now, granted, 99% of the emails are, yes, I'll be here tonight. But even that, just reply to Carmella, yeah, I'll be here, instead of replying at all. And it's no problem with her sending out information, hey, let me know if you're going to be here, because she's just saying that, and then if you reply individually.
Right.
Or if I send something out to everyone, or Roger.
Yeah, I just send it directly.
Very good point.
Other than that, that was it.
Okay, and one other thing, I know it's not mandatory, but we take these courses, they're given by the state, which is when you get on the board, you take the course. You know, when you've been on the board for a while, it's always good to take the course as a refresher. I'm going to take the course again. I've taken it two other times. I've been here a while, so I think I better take it again. And So this, I made arrangements for the League of Municipalities is going to be up here on the 17th of November.
15th through the 17th, I believe.
Yeah, in there. So if any of you have the desire, you got to get with Carmela real quick to see if she can get